Hello, all you retro computing nerds. It's your buddy Cranksy here with Sample Central, the only internet radio show dedicated to the art of sample-based mod trackers. Well, no, not the only, but the only one combining a listening and learning experience all in one. So what we're going to do here is play a whole bunch of modules. What is a module? Well, a module is the name given to the files created in what is called a tracker. Well, what the hell's a tracker? Well, according to the wiki, it's derived from the original Amiga tracker called Ultimate Sound Tracker by Karsten Obarski in 1987. Holy shit! With all that out of the way, the idea here is not to just play a bunch of tunes and simply be a DJ. That would be boring. There's no shortage of really great sites out there that have 24/7 streams that already do that. Hundreds of thousands of files, all available by request. So, no, instead, we're going to play some of our favorites, some really deep cuts from otherwise barely known composers, and even modern day tunes made at current demo parties, all the while telling you a bit about each and every one, not just who it was or what group they were in, hopefully cool technical details, like the file size or how many channels it was. I mean, sometimes how many channels is all the more impressive given what context it was created in. So, you know, things like what demo was it in? How influential or groundbreaking was it at the time? So without wasting any more time, crack open a cold one, sit back, put your feet up, and let's get into this. Let's kick things off with a Fast Tracker 2 XM module, clocking in at 368K in 12 channels. I can't lob up weak-ass softballs right out of the gate. I have to play a banger that people may know, or will at least keep them listening. I can't play a snoozer, but I can't be too obvious. So we're going to start in 1997 from the Stage 9 music disc, which I think will be showing up here a lot over the course of this show and future episodes. A prolific and revered composer that would easily be on the Rushmore of mod trackers. So rock out with your mods out. It's Donovan's Moonbike by Radix. Again, that was Donovan's Moonbike from Radix a great, awesome composer out of Sweden. He's gone under a couple different aliases. We'll try and maybe revisit some of his other handles. And definitely going to be digging into a lot more of his catalog throughout the show. So let's just get this out of the way, because you know we're going to end up playing a lot of his stuff throughout all of this. It's Purple Motion of Future Crew. But it's not what you think. No, we're not going there. No, we're not going there for a while. You know what I'm talking about. You know what song. You know what demo. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to Assembly 1994 in the 32-channel music compo, which this placed fourth. Maybe it was third. My notes say fourth, but I could have swore it said third. Either way, this is a track. It's a little deeper cut called When the Heavens Fall. This is a 13-channel 826K S3M made in ScreamTracker 3.03. So this is before they even finished and released the final version of ScreamTracker. We're going to talk a lot about that more coming up. It says, a quote from the sample text is 96% of the samples are by me and Edge. So a lot of original samples that everybody moving forward was using. I think I can't understate enough the influence and reach that Purple Motion and the Future Crew had across the entire scene. Most of us know that, but you can't not talk about it, right? So here we go with When the Heavens Fall by Purple Motion.
I live in borrowed time. Therefore, I see no reason in the world why my heart grows not dark.
Reflection.
What you heard there was Hyperdrive by Scirocco from back in 1995. It was a Fast Tracker 2.0 XM module with 16 channels and only 615.5 kilobytes. Did I say 55? 615 gigabytes. Friggin' idiot. Who also is notable for making a well-known remix of a certain Purple Motion tune. But before that, of course, we heard When the Heavens Fall by Purple Motion. If you're like me, you need to go grab another one. So, while we're here, play something from an American dude by the name of Basshead. This is a tune that's a little bit older. This goes back to earlier in his tracker career when he was in KLF. From 1994, this is only 95 kilobytes. From Scream Tracker 3.01, so you know he was a pretty early user of it. Only 8 channels. Basshead would go on to co-found the Great Five Musicians, which we'll definitely feature here sometime in the future. I think I'm going to do a whole episode on Five Musicians. And I just got distracted because the song's already playing in the background. I screwed up. But he's best known for his long and epic soundscapes, like the Zen Garden from the Tran demo Timeless. At least I think it was Timeless. Oh, I sound like an idiot now. I am an idiot. It was from Luminati. Ugh. That's what I get for not doing my research. Anyways, this track is a good showcase of his earlier work that laid the foundation for the musician that he would grow into. This is Dope for Your Mind.
I'm there. You guys still with me?
Always the master of subtlety. That's from Mellow D. 940 kilobyte XM Fast Tracker 2 module. Called TE-2RB from the demo of the same name. Before that, you heard Necros with Isotoxin. And before that, we were listening to Basshead. So we got the trifecta of five musicians members, or what would be five musicians. Three of the five. They had a rotating member list for a while, people in and out, but they only ever had five at any given time. Definitely the supergroup of the PC scene. But if we're going back, Isotoxin, 450 kilobytes, Scream Tracker 3.20 S3M in 15 channels. And that came from the Progression Music Disc, which again, we'll probably play every single track from that music disc at some point. Necros is one of my favorite PC trackers of all time. So I'm definitely going to play a lot of his stuff. So keep listening, because if you like Necros, you'll hear a lot of them. This disc had a really cool coded interface with some, I think it had some really cool pixel art. And all the code was done by Necros. And he went on to work in the gaming industry doing music and coding. So another one of those awesome demo sceners that use their skills for good and not evil. And if we're going to keep going on to, I got to scroll through my notes here. I jumped around because I was like, hey, it's really cool. I can add three of these tracks together and keep you guys interested for a bit and play stuff that was relevant to each other by who did them. So that demo was from TE-2RB. Very stylish demo from the late 90s. Was by TPOLM, which actually stands for the Planet of Leather Moomins. I never even knew that until now. I decided to look that up. I just never bothered before. So you learn something new every day. This was third at the Gathering demo party in 1998. Now, at this point, I know what you're all thinking. Hey, man, you've been playing all this PC stuff. All right, well, let's get into some 4-channel Amiga stuff. This is a little track that I'm not even sure where I came up with this. It just is in my collection, so let's play it. It's called Digital Dreamland by Bit of Cinefx. It is a 185 kilobyte 4-channel Pro Tracker mod. There was a Fast Tracker 2.0 XM module called Hibernicalum by Epsilon. 461 kilobytes, and it's a musician from Sweden. That's really about all I know of this song. I can imagine it's probably made somewhere in the mid-90s. It was added to the mod archive in 1997. I don't know anything else about it, but it's a pretty neat little tune. Nice deep cut for you guys there. So I already had some production work done on this next song from the get-go. It's the first thing I tried. I keep pushing it back in my project further and further and further, but you know what? I'm going to include it now. This song was the included demo song in Scream Tracker 3.21. It's by Edge of EMF. It's only 5 channels and only 17 kilobytes. I guess if you want to include a demo song in a tracker back in the 90s when disk space was an issue and distribution was harder through BBSs, you wanted to keep it small. So I get it. But what this song is notable for is its use of portamentos. And a great example of the unique sound that Scream Tracker gave modules of that era, as heard in Purple Motion, Second Reality Parts, and many other songs. While other Amiga trackers and even later PC trackers had them, there was just something a little bit special in the way that they were handled, and thus how they sounded in the S3M format. Highly influential in how that mod scene sounded in the 90s, especially on the PC. A lot of musicians used those effects throughout the years, and I think a lot of them probably learned it by looking at this example song and playing around with it. I know that was the first tune I messed with and the first samples I had when I first downloaded Scream Tracker and tried composing in it. So this song is definitely a classic that deserves a little spotlight here. So here's Armani Showers by Edge of EMF.
Thank you.
Coming out of Armani Showers, we heard Gray by Mephis of Funk. It's a 12-channel XM Fast Tracker 2 module, 386 kilobytes. It's worth talking about that use of that very well-known lead guitar sample, the one that kind of fades out into feedback. Everybody used that thing. I think I first heard it in a Leviathan tune, which I definitely got to play at some point. I love Leviathan. Really cool dude. Got to meet him way back in 94, 95 at Pyromaniac's house. Him and Trickster and a bunch of other really great local scene guys. Huge influence on some of my early mods. Leviathan was his sort of chill piano rock with a jazzy vibe. And he was a trained guitar, jazz guitar player. So I need to look up and see what he's doing nowadays. He's probably got some really cool stuff out there. After Gray, we had Impulse by The Stranger. It's a 31-channel Impulse Tracker module from Impulse Tracker 2.14 version 5. They kept kind of releasing new patches from the last version, but that was the very last one uploaded in April of 1999. So this song had to be made sometime after that. There's no date on it. I couldn't find a song anywhere else online. I don't know where I got it. But, yeah, if you are The Stranger or you know The Stranger, hit us up, say hi, let us know how you're doing. And that song was only 324 kilobytes. We have just about enough time for one more tune. But before we hit the old dusty trail, the Oregon Trail?
Banksy has died of dysentery.
Everybody always dies of dysentery. I just wanted to say a few more things before introducing the last tune. Everything included here is for sceners by sceners. We're not making any kind of profit, and if you paid to listen to this anywhere, that wasn't our doing. We understand that people are sensitive about copyright and permissions these days, but I assure you we include these works with the utmost faith in the community that has always surrounded the great demo art and music scene. That sharing is what we're all about. So I share this music with our audience with the utmost respects and reverence to the authors. If for any reason you've heard your work on this show and do not wish to have it included, contact someone and let us know. We'll gladly edit it out and re-upload. We do this for the love of the art form and the technical formats that birthed them. 172 kilobytes, 8 channels, Scream Tracker 3.03. That's right, we couldn't just play Purple Motion. We gotta play his best buddy Skaven with Data Jack. Greets to everybody on Arachnet that gave me the idea to help put this show together. The show's been powered by Chicago's own Revolution Brewing with their Anti-Hero IPA. Until next time, I'll catch y'all later from Sample Central. Buddy Cranksy signing off. See y'all later.
Sample Central.